There's another song in Vasant Rag by Govindadas Thakur describing the holy pastimes. This bam means left side. We say daina, bam, baya, whatever, daya, baya. So the Sangini, in association, Rangini, Radha Rangini, Sangini Bam. With beautiful, playful Radha at his left. Rangini means playful. With beautiful, playful Radha at Krishna's left, the dark hero Krishna, Nagara Sham, Sham means dark or black, Nagara means hero, enjoys pastimes in the springtime, the king of seasons, the Ritupati. So this Ritupati means the king of all seasons, the best, the lord of all seasons is the spring. The spring is a time of love. After everyone thawing out after the cold winter. Everyone feels loose, everyone feels happy, everyone feels joy after the struggling with the cold, because Krishna's pastimes in Braj, they're set in North India, and there's some cold in the winter Krishna also experiences, and different flowers and different... There's six different seasons in Braj, and Krishna experiences all of them. So they very much welcome spring, when the cuckoos start eating the mango sprouts. The fresh mango sprouts come on the trees, the leaf buds, and then the cuckoos eat them and they feel very happy. When you're happy, then you sing. It's like people, when they have a big meal, they sing. Singing means they talk. So much talk. Like you see people in the guest house when we were in Puri, they go by our rooms and it's very quiet. They walk by our rooms. Then they go in the restaurant at the end of the hallway there and they eat. Then they have big chukka chuk bog. And afterwards, they come out and they stand outside our door where we're sleeping. And they talk so much. big noise for 2-3 hours. Because they're so happy they had a big meal. So the cuckoo, when the cuckoo eats the mango sprouts and feels so happy, then he starts singing. And it sounds so beautiful. Because the cuckoo's voice reminds Krishna of Radharani. In very intimate settings, Radharani sounds like cuckoo. And very, very... It's a stimulant to remind Krishna of very sweet pleasure pastimes that he shares with Radharani. So every limb of Krishna and Radha is now covered with showers of sandal water, red powder and fragrant kunkum. Gazing at Krishna, who is more enchanting than Kamadev. Madan Mohan. Right? Hari means glancing. Hundreds of youthful gopis become overwhelmed with amorous desires. So this yubati, juta, shata means 100, like Vishnu Sahasranam, Ashtotara Shata. And hori, jubati means the gopis, like young girls, jute. Jute means group. Saki Juteshwari, we say Juteshwari. Juteshwari means the group leader. Like Lalita has a jute, and she is the group leader. So Jupati Jute. So many jute shata. Hundreds of groups of Jupati, means young teenage girls and gopis. And they're becoming overwhelmed with amorous desires, seeing the beautiful form of Krishna is more enchanting than Kamadev. Then they sing graceful songs in the festival of Holi, Gaota Hori. Gaota means singing, like we say, gan. Kehu dara ambara kehu hara hara hara, kehu tano pashiya rahalahi bhori. They bring cloth, ambara. Some bring necklaces, hara means necklace. And their bodies are filled with bliss. Tano means body. Kehu tano pashiya Rahalahi Bodhi. Some bring finger rings, some bring flutes. From far, far away, some sakis come, singing the glories of Holi. So it says Dorahim. Dorahim Dore Keho Gauta Hori. So Dore is like Hindi, from far away, and they come singing the glories. Ho, ho, holy, ho, ho, holy. As we were walking down the street with our bags of color, armed for battle, and ready for battle, and we were saying, ho, ho, holy, and people were walking the other way on their way to Varsana. They said, uh-oh, looks like trouble. Because you can imagine from their viewpoint, because from our viewpoint, we're all colored the same way. We all have hundreds of colors from head to toe. And we're drenched and soaked and doused and dipped in so many powders and water. So we don't know any difference between each other. But if you imagine, put yourself in their shoes. And they just came from Delhi. They just got out of their car. They're walking down the street. And all around, everyone has a shirt on and a pants on and Punjabi, salwar kameez and all this stuff. And everyone's looking clean and fresh and bright. And everyone looks the same. And then they look ahead of them. Oh, my God. You could see on their faces, you know, when they're in the rickshaws going towards the Frikumark, towards the holy festival, in the rickshaws, or they're walking on the street, they say, oh. And they had this look on their face of fear and don't do it. No, please don't do it to us. Don't hit us. We're not ready yet. We haven't even gotten there yet. And these guys are obviously totally intoxicated. Totally intoxicated by holy, and here they come, all the angels. And sometimes you get them on the side, you let them go by and go like, right at the end, and they get it on the side. So this is the beauty of this festival. So some gopis were on their way from far away, even though Radha and Krishna are throwing colors, other gopis were approaching from a great distance, Dore, and they were singing the glories of ho, holy, and they're playing some drum, and they're playing instruments. So the whole atmosphere is surcharged with the songs of holy and the powders, and gathering together all the sakis and Krishna, they played dampas, rababs, pakawaj, and kartals. As they play graceful rhythms, Govinda Das's master, who is the crown of dancers, dances. So the gopis were all, it was Krishna, there's one, Nagar Sham. Nagar means the playboy, really. It really means the playboy. Nagari means the playgirl, I guess. And they say hero, but hero could mean some guy that beats up someone. So they translated hero, but it's not really quite accurate in terms of context. Because you may go see some movie and it's just some karate movie, or this guy's fighting that guy. So he's a hero. This kung fu, this Bruce Lee, he's a hero. But that's not Nagar. Nagar means he's heroic in conjugal sports. He's heroic in love battles. He's heroic, he's a hero with ladies. That's what Nagara means. Yashamati Nandana Brajavara Nagara. So the Brajavara, that Nagar. So this is a very soft translation, say the hero. Because when you think hero, you think of some Rambo or some guy who beats up this, that. Hero, you know, whatever. Can be different things. But this Nagar Sham means Krishna like this. So he's the only Nagar there, and everybody else is Nagari. There's only one Ekali Ishvara Krishna Arasabhya Britya. There's one Ishvara Krishna and everyone else is his servant. So all the gopis are there in Prakriti Bhav. Prakriti Bhav means the enjoyed. Purusha Bhav means the enjoyer. So there's only one Purusha, Krishna. He's the supreme enjoyer. Bhoktaram Yagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatva Mam Shantarichati. Krishna's telling Arjuna in Gita 5:29. I am the Bhokta. Aham Bhokta. I am the Bhaktaram Yagatapasam. I am the goal of all yagyas and austerities. And I am the Lord of all sacrifice. And I am the enjoyer of everything. I am the enjoyer. I enjoy the results of your sacrifice. I enjoy your tapasya, everything. Bhaktaram Yagatapasam, Sarvaloka Mahesham. I am the Mahesh. I am the Mahesh, Maheshwaram. I am the controller and the Lord of all the lokas, all the planets. Goloka, Bhuloka, all the lokas. Vaikuntha Loka. So in this way, Krishna is the one, Ekopahusham, the one who became many. So all these gopis are surrounding him, and they're playing all these wonderful traditional instruments that are played in Braj. Pakawaj. Pakawaj is a big, looks like something like a mridanga, but it's made of wood. It has these spools on the outside of it. You can move them up and down, and they play them in Rasalila. You must have heard so many times. Very deep, big drum. It's about, well, I suppose, 1 meter. Must be 1 meter long, maybe a little more than 1 meter. And it's wood, and they can adjust the tune with these spools. And it's wood with leather, you know, neck and regular heads and everything. Very, very wonderful sounding drum, pakawaj. Dampas, they're type, dampas means like womper type thing, wompers. And kartals. And finger rings also. So there, all the gopis are playing graceful rhythms, and then Krishna is dancing. For who? Who is he dancing for? He's dancing for them, to please them. So Prabhupada says one place in the Krishna book, he says, the whole world is dancing. So the whole world is dancing. Some are dancing favorably. Everyone's dancing. Every atom is dancing. Everything, dance means movement. Everything's in movement. The atoms are in movement. The planets are in movement. The animals, the birds, everything's in movement. Even in the trees appear not to be moving, but the leaves are moving. And the fluids are moving from the roots up to the trunk, to the branches and stems and out to the leaves. The fluids, the nourishment, there's so much movement inside even trees who appear externally to be immovable. Stalajala, jungama, and sangama, they're not moving. But everything is movement. So everyone is dancing. Some are dancing favorably to the tune of Krishna's flute and some are not. But everyone's dancing. So we have to learn to dance for Krishna's pleasure. So in this way, Krishna is dancing for the pleasure of the gopis. And the gopis are singing and playing for his pleasure. So this is the last bhajan we have. Of course you have so many bhajans in Hindi, which we are not familiar with and don't have in our hand. But we came across these bhajans. So this concludes our discussion of these holy bhajans by the great Padakartas, Govinda Das and Mohan Das and Uddhav Das. And this is a very nice thing. Now, there's some story about from the Garga Samhita. Sri Holikotsave Divya Trigun Briti Bhumi Gop Yupakyanam. Translation. The story of the gopis that in the holy festival displayed three transcendental virtues. Now you have to listen very tightly. There will be a festival of holy, and then the gopis will display three special religious qualities, special virtues. Now please hear the story, as Narada Muni narrates to King Bahulasva, the king of Mithila. In Braja Bhumi, the Upanandas took birth. There's Vitihotra, Agnibuk, Samba, Shrikar, Gopati, Shruta, Brajesh, Pavan, and Shant. They were all wealthy, handsome, learned, noble, virtuous, charitable, and the fathers of many children. Following the orders of the demigods, these girls, endowed with three virtues, some from the celestial planets and some not from the celestial planets, took birth in the homes of the Upanandas. So this group of men or people here, they were listed, Mr. Agnibuk and Mr. Samba and Shrikar. They had some daughters, and these were the celestials. They came from the heavenly planets, and some were not from the heavenly planets. Having performed many pious deeds, these gopis were born on earth and became the friends of Sri Radha. Bhumi gopyascha sanjata punyer nana vide krite radhika sahacharyasta sakya bhuvan videha rat. Noticing that Krishna wanted to celebrate the great festival of holy, these gopis approached Radha, who was at that time filled with jealous anger, which is called what?
Man.
Man. Ekada manini. Manininam. Maninam. Ekada maninam radham tasarva braja gopika uchar vikshaharim praptam holikaya mahotsave. So Radhika, another name for Radhika is Manini. Manini. She's the one who gets into man. Love, sulk, pouting. Contrary mood. Opposing mood to Krishna. Not agreeable. Disagreeable. These daughters of Upananda, who came some from heaven and some from other places, they approached Radharani and they said, "Oh, Ramboro Chandra Varane Maru Manini Manineshe. Radhe vacha sulalitam lalane shrinutvam. Shri holikotsava viharam alam vidatum. Ayatite puravane brajabhushana yam. Oh, moon face, banana. Oh, you with the moon face and beautiful thighs like a banana tree. You're so sweet like honey. Oh, Queen Radha, please hear these pleasing words. Sri Krishna, the Brajabhushan, the ornament of Braj, has come to your forest to celebrate the holy festival. Sri Yovanonmad Vigurnita Lochana So Nilala Kali Kalitamsha Kopola Gola Satpita Kanchuka Ganantam Masheshamarad Achalayan Dvani Matasapadaru Nena Padaru Nena. Krishna's eyes are rolling in intoxication because of his glorious youth. Yovan Unmad. His black locks are resting on his cheeks, and his shoulders are covered with a yellow shawl. He walks here, and the anklets tinkle on his reddish feet. Wearing glittering armlets, yellow garments, and a crown like the rising sun and Makara Kundala that eclipse lightning, Krishna is so splendid and glorious as a monsoon cloud with a rainbow. Eager to enjoy a rasa dance with you, Krishna's body is anointed with red kunkum, and he's carrying a pitchkari in his hand. He fixes his gaze on you as he stands nearby in the courtyard of this garden. In other words, they're trying to break Radharani's man by inducing her to meet with Krishna. Break her man and give Krishna Milan. Then they say, first they try to create attraction in an indirect way. See how beautiful he is, how attractive, his beautiful black locks resting on his shoulder and his eyes, and he's dressed so nicely. Then they become very direct. Radharani, give up your jealous anger and celebrate the holy festival. Go at once. Take water mixed with red dye, sandal paste, and flower pollen. Kartavyam Ashunija Mandira Rangavari Patira Panka Makaranda Chayam Tu Turnam. Stand up, go at once, O noble-hearted one. Go with your friends to where Krishna is waiting. An opportunity like this will never come again. Wash your hand in the stream of the holy festival. Then angry Radha put aside her jealous anger. Atamanavati, Manavati, one who possesses man, Manavati Radha, Manam Tyaktva Samutita, Saki Sange Parivrata, Prakartum Holikotsavam. She stood up and accompanied with her Saki, she went off to celebrate the holy festival. Ho, ho, holy hey! Holy hey! Holy hey! Holy hey! Holy hey! Ho, ho, holy hey! Ho, ho, holy hey! The Sakis of Braj carried sprinklers mixed with water from sandalwood, aguru, musk, yellow turmeric, and red kunkum. That's nice. One, you imagine red water and yellow water and black. Musk is black. It's kind of a dark brown or black. And aguru is similar color. And sandalwood is like brown. Rakta hasta pita vastra kujan nupura mekala gayantyo holika gitir galibir hasya sandibi. With red hands and yellow garments and with rowdy songs and laughter, they sang about the glories of Holi. Abirarun churnanam mushtibis taitas tata kartavyas chananam bhumim digantam chambaram tata. Throwing fistfuls of red powder, they reddened the sky, the earth, in all directions. Now you can, you know, hearing about this, remember we were taking those powder, you know, especially the red one, right? And that would pack, and then you'd go, boom! You could throw it and would carry. That's how he's getting people in the rickshaws. When people were coming in the rickshaws, that was really, they were always far away, and it was, just went and just blew up on them. The red powder was really good. Especially fighting that, there wasn't that much airborne water, mostly street. They were like street fights. They just shot us down with like terrorists. And we were coming out of there, boy, they like six or eight guys were just there with fall, and they didn't know who to get because there were so many ladies they wanted to get, but then they wanted to get us, the videshis, too. So they were torn between the ladies, because they only get one good shot, so they got to get the ladies. They get a few people, actually, who won. That one corner, they really got us, and we had to make that corner. That was a heavy, heavy assault. We didn't have much powder either, so we were out of ammunition. There were millions and millions of reddish fists. Millions and millions of times they threw fragrant red powder. Oh, all right, millions. We only threw about 50 or 100. They were throwing millions. How much energy the gopis had? The transcendental. As lightning flashes surround a cloud in Shravan, the gopis surrounded Krishna and held him tightly with both hands. Then what did they do? They're holding with both hands. Then what did they do? They, with fistfuls of red powder, they anointed his face. With sprinklers of kunkum, they drenched him. O King of Kings, Bahulaswa, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead expanded into as many forms as there were Brajagopis. As a cloud touched by lightning and the rain, Krishna splendidly manifest the holy festival along with Radha. Taking a new, fresh upper garment, and his eyes now anointed by Radha's hand, Krishna left the gopis and went to King Nanda's palace as the demigod showered flowers. Oh, there's a footnote here. This is a purport from Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 7, Verse 33 by Srila Prabhupada. The demon Shankachud was killed by the Lord during Holy Purnima, during his pastimes at Horika, in the month of Falgun. And the same ceremony is still observed in India by burning the effigy of Shankachud one day prior to the Lord's pastimes at Horika, generally known as Holi. So, this is what Prabhupada is writing. So they're saying that Shankachud, he came actually here, down the road a little bit, near Ratnavedi, right quite near Kusum Sarovara, right behind Kusum Sarovara area. Krishna and Balaram came to meet their gopis at Holi. We call Gaur Purnim, they call Holi Purnim. They came at night to have rasa dance, or maybe to play holy, it's not clear. Maybe play holy and have rasa dance. And Shankachuda appeared there. He was a servant of Kubera. He's a worshiper of Kubera. He's very wealthy. And he was a demon, and he had a turban, and in his turban he had this conch shell. Shank. Chuda. Chuda means chudamani. Chuda means head or top. So Shankachuda means crown on the top, crown on the head. Conch shell was like some emerald. I think it was some color. Shankachuda, because the Shankachuda crest jewel became the Shamantaka jewel in Dwarka. It's the same jewel. Because that Shankachuda jewel was given to Radharani. First Krishna gave it to Madhumangal, and Madhumangal gave it to Dhanishta, and Dhanishta gave it to Lita, and Lita gave it to Radharani. First Krishna actually gave it to Balaram, and Balaram gave it to Madhumangal, then he passed it on. Because Krishna wanted to give it to Radharani, but he thought the other gopis would get jealous. So Krishna killed the demon and took that jewel. And then later when Krishna went to Dwarka, this is told in Lalita Madhav, then Radharani was going to the Yamuna and she was offering oblations to the sun god, who she is a worshipper of the sun god, Banu. Banu means sun, and her name is Brishabanu. Brisha Banu Nandini. Nandini means daughter, and Brisha means bull, and Banu means sun, and Brisha also means a month. You know, the certain month of the year is also called Brisha. So Brishabanu Nandini, the daughter of Brishabanu. So she, when she was offering tarpan to the sun god with Yamuna water, then this jewel around her neck fell into her hands. It fell off her neck. It slipped off her neck and went into her hands. So she offered that to the sun god. So the sun god took it. And he kept it. So then when she expanded herself, Radharani expanded, one form she expanded, and she took birth in south and became known as Satyabhama. Satyabhama was the daughter of Satyajit. And Satyajit was a great worshipper of the Suryadev, sun god. So the sun god was very pleased with him and he gave him a gift. He gave him the Shamantaka jewel. And then that's the whole story in the Krishna book about the Shamantaka jewel and all this thing. And that jewel produced so much gold. It was a very powerful jewel. So here, Prabhupada is telling his purport that on that day before Holy Purnima, they celebrate the killing of Shankachuda by burning an effigy. I was telling earlier that I saw they were burning Holika. So some people may be burning Shankachuda, but I don't know if the Bengalis, rickshawwalas, knew a bunch about Shankachuda, but they know about Holika. Holika is more well known. The Holika is a sister of Hiranyakashipu, and she was killed by Prahlad. She got burned up. So this is that's the conclusion from Garga Samhita. Krishna got again defeated. Another pastime of holy, where Krishna got defeated by the gopis, and then he got new cloth and went back to Nanda's palace. Krishna pita dasta kritakta netro datva swakiyam navam utariyam tabyo yayo nanda griham preisho deveshu varshatsu chapushpa varasam. Taking a new garment, and his eyes now anointed by Radha's hands. She decorated his eyes. Krishna went back to Nanda's palace with his fresh cloth. Like we came back, changed our cloth, and went back to our palace, right? We came back and we changed into dry cloth and came back to Radhakund after leaving Varsana. So this is from Gopal Champu by Srila Jiva Goswami. This is, the gopis capture Krishna unholy, and Balaram pays a ransom to release Krishna. Ransom means you have to pay some money. Like they kidnap, sometimes they kidnap these MDs, managing directors of companies, the terrorists kidnap them. If you want to get them back, you have to pay 1 crore and all these things. Or politicians. So in this case, the gopis, they got Krishna. They captured him. Then Balaram had to pay money to get him back, to free his brother, his little brother. His little brother got in a heap of trouble with the gopis. Pashya pashya saki hori yudam rara madhava krita mano rahasam suchiram bhavat anurudham. Oh, Saki. Look. Pashya pashya saki hori yudam. Yudha means Yudhisthira. Yudha means fight. Yudhya means fight. So the holy fight. The holy wars. These are the holy wars. Look, following your request, Radha and Krishna are engaged in a long holy festival battle in a secluded place. Radha Madhav Kritam Anurahasam. Anurahasam. Anu means they're having this Kritam Anu fighting in a Rahasya, secret place. Struggling for supremacy in each other's arms, they are more splendid than a monsoon cloud and lightning. It's a very, there's a lot more words to be translated, but it's a very summary. Summary translation. Radha and Krishna's, their turbans began to fall onto their faces. One face appeared like a swarm of bumblebees and the other like a cluster of lotus flowers. Playfully coiling again and again around them, the serpents of Krishna's arms devoured the screaming Chakravaka birds of Radha's breasts. Look, in this treeless place, the king of young tamal trees is embraced by a young golden vine. Radha and the gopis have overpowered Krishna. They forcibly carry him to their place. Krishna is dressed in yellow garments, is now taken away by the gopis. They sprinkle him with musk water. By this, the beautiful gopis arouse his strong amorous desire. After a great struggle, Radha takes away Krishna's flute. She does not think it very wonderful, though, for him. But for him, it is the great jewel of his heart. Rid Mani Ratnam. Seeing that Krishna is taken captive by the gopis, Balaram and the other Sakas have decided to sue for peace. They send a pure, virtuous messenger to the gopis. On that holy festival day, Balaram sent a gift to the gopis as ransom for Krishna's release. The gopis accepted the gift and decided to give Krishna to Balaram. As a peace treaty was accepted by all parties, the demigoddesses in the celestial planets intently watched and sang many charming prayers of glorification. So that's a very nice pastime. Whenever you hear some news about some peace treaty or somebody signing something or there's some ransom or some terrorist, then you can think, oh yes, there's this pastime in Gopal Champu where the gopis, they captured Krishna at holy, and they covered him with musk water everywhere, and they held him captive and wouldn't let him go. And then the sakas were all crying, where's our Lala? Where's our Lala? Krishna kaha, where's our Krishna? Balaram, you have to do something. You're Balaram, you're his elder brother. You're supposed to look after him. Now he got kidnapped. You have to do something. I don't know what to do. Oh, there's so many gopis, I'm afraid. Well, do something. Make some peace treaty. Sign some peace arrangement. So then he went there. And he said, what do I have to do? And they had to pay something. I don't know what they don't say what he paid, but by meditation, deeply meditating this pastime, you can find out what they paid. Some promise that Krishna would enjoy with them on many future nights, the rasa dance or whatever. Some payment like this. Because there's nothing more pleasing to the gopis than to be more with Krishna, more again with Krishna. So then the gopis agreed for the peace settlement and they returned Krishna to Balaram. So then everyone was happy. So this holy festival, of course, I mentioned it's a naimittic lila, which means it's occasional. But it's also nitya lila, which means it happens every day. Here at Radhakund. It happens at Radhakund. What time does it happen at Radhakund? Is anybody...
10:30 to 3:30.
Yeah, that's the general Madhyan lila. But what time does the holy festival take place? Okay, afternoon.
2:30.
No. It happens from 1:12 to 1:36. Spring festival of holy, summer forest pastimes, entering monsoon season, swing pastimes, Julan lila, autumn forest, winter forest, dewy forest, Radha's transformation and prem, and Madhavika nectar. So in 24 minutes, they have Julan, holy, and Madhupan. That's a high-packed 24 minutes. So 1:12 p.m. to 1:36 p.m. is ho, ho, holy hey at Radhakund. This beautiful bhajan is by Mohan Das. As Shyam Nagar loses the battle of Holi, the Braj gopis surround him, leaving no path for him to escape. He's trapped in a circle of gopis. They smother him in red powder, so much so that Shyam cannot open his eyes. Then the gopis shout, "Hey Shyam, you've lost, you've lost!" Krishna's murli and peacock feather crown have fallen on the ground. The symbols of his very lordship of Braj, his murli and mukut. The gopis laugh and clap their hands. Oh, Shyam, oh, Arivo. Shyam Sundar's clothes are red and soaked in perspiration. Out of compassion, Radhika sits Krishna on the throne and then sits down beside him and tenderly wipes his face with her veil. Rati Manjari relieves the fatigue of the divine couple by fanning them with a chamara. Rupa Manjari offers pan and Guna Manjari offers scented water for drinking. Seeing this completely satisfies the eyes of Mohan Das. You can imagine how much anyone, any devotee, would be satisfied by seeing the object of his devotion, the very objects of his entire lifetime's course of action, and meditation, and aspiration. It's called Ashabandha, hope against hope. Ashabandha. Life after life, the devotee is enthusiastically and sincerely endeavoring to serve and please the Lord by the various activities of his body, senses, mind, and words. And life after life, year after year, month after month, week after week, day after day, and sometime, and some lifetime, and someday, he may be blessed with darshan of the Lord. It may come as a spurti, it may come as visporti, or may come as sakshat darshan, in three different ways. And so how much satisfied, how much happy. This is the fruit of the eyes. This is the complete fruit. Sub safal. The complete fruit means safal. Safal means the fruit, the result, the conclusion, the culmination, the sadhya, the perfection, the siddhi. We say siddhi yogi. They want anima siddhi, or lagima siddhi, or mahima siddhi. They want some powers and some abilities from the Lord by doing tapasya. But the devotees, the only city or perfection that devotees want is to see the Lord, to see their lordships, as they say, to behold the beautiful faces of Radha and Shyam, or Rai Kishori, or Nandalal. Nandalal and Rai Kishori is really, this would be the fruit of the eyes, Nayan Safal, Subhasita, and he's seeing, not only seeing the Lord, but seeing the Lord is one thing. But the Lord looks more beautiful when he's surrounded by his devotees. If you see Radharani, she's beautiful. But you see her with Krishna, she's 100 times more beautiful. If you see a lady by herself, she looks beautiful. But you see a lady with her beloved man, she looks more beautiful. Because she's complete. A lady by herself is incomplete, a married lady. She's only half. When she's with her husband, then she's complete. So Krishna's only half. Like we say, hara hara, hari hara. There's a lila where the Shiva, or rather Vishnu, appeared as half his body was Shiva and half his body was himself, Vishnu. That lila is there. And Navadvip, there's one. Navadvip Mandal, there's one deity of Hara, Harihara. It's called Harihara Kshetra, the place where this lila took place. But also Harihara refers to a form of Lord Shiva. It was half Shiva and half Parvati. There's also a deity like that, where Shiva showed there's no difference between me and Parvati. We are one. It's the real meaning of Ek Atma. This is not Ek Atma Dui Deha. This is Ek Atma Ek Deha. Like in Hindi marriages, they say, oh, we are Do Deha Ek Atma. Or you say, Sharir, Do Sharir Ek Atma. We are two bodies and one soul. But in this pastime, it's Ek Atma Ek Sharir. Parvati was half the body, and its half is like that. One half the body has a breast, the other half is the chest. Man's chest and woman's breast. And one half has a nose ring, and one half has a nose ring and kajal, and the other half is Shiva with two eyes. One is the third eye, and the other eye, is Parvati. It's like this. So when we see Radharani, so what is Mohandas seeing? He's not seeing Krishna by himself. He's not seeing Radha by herself, but he's seeing the yugal, divine pair, Radha Krishna yugal. And not only, and that's one thing to see the king and the queen is nice, very beautiful, attractive. But you see the king and the queen surrounded by all their servants, their minister, their whole, it's called entourage, their entourage of ministers and PS. Like how many PSs does the prime minister have? If you go to the home office or home ministry, and you want to meet there's so many deputy secretaries called DS, deputy secretaries of the prime minister. He's like 20. So many DSs and PSs and many, many. So if you see the king surrounded by all his whole entourage, his servants and maidservants and the maidservants of the queen and the ministers, it's very, very attractive, very, very beautiful. So Mohandas is hankering to see that. In fact, he's seeing it. Nayana Safal. My eyes, my Nayan, are perceiving this great fruit, and I'm feeling so satisfied, so very, very happy. Because not only do I see Radha and Krishna, but I see Rati Manjari. Rati Manjari is Raghunath Das, and Raghunath Das is rendering service of Chamar. And Rupa Manjari is offering Tambul. And Guna Manjari, who is Guna Manjari? Guna Manjari is Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Gopal Bhatta Goswami is Guna Manjari. And also our Gorakishore is called Guna Manjari, also has the same name. So then this Rupa Manjari is Rupa Goswami, he's offering Tambul. So it's such a beautiful sight. Krishna and his devotees, and service is being rendered, and such a beautiful sight. And Krishna's defeated by Radharani. Ajit, he's known as Ajit. Ajit means never defeated by anyone. No demon, no demigod, no one can ever defeat Krishna. Demigods fight with Krishna sometimes. Indra fights, he's defeated. Shiva fights, he's defeated. And the demons fight, they're all defeated. No one can defeat Vishnu or Krishna. He's Ajit. But Radharani and her sakis, they throw a little powder in his face. He's like, stop, I quit, I surrender. Immediately he's defeated with a little powder in his face. So Shyamasundar's clothes are red and soaked in perspiration. Out of compassion, Radharani's feeling compassion for the poor boy. Oh, the poor boy. He's really suffering. The gopis have really beat him up. They really turned him in. So poor boy, please sit down. Sit down in this seat. You must be really tired and really fatigued and you're really wiped out. And you must be feeling so embarrassed that a handful of little girls beat you to a pulp and just doused you with their pitchkaris and covered you with their powders. So please, you sit on this asan and then you relax. You relax. Now you relax. Take a little tambul. Feel a little pleasure in your mouth and feel a little buzz from that tambul, a little happiness. And then you're so much perspiring. All your clothes you're all soaking with perspiration. But we don't have a drop of perspiration on us. We have no fatigue. What's the big problem? Anyway, hey girls, why don't you fan him? Please fan him with chamara. So they fan him with chamara. He's like a defeated boxer, going back to his ring. He sits down. They give him a cup of water. They pat him on the back. Hey, it's okay, champ. It's okay, champ. You can get him next time. You know, in 2 months from now, there'll be another bout in Germany. You can get back and try to beat him up. Knock him down. TKO. So they, Radharani's comforting him. Not only, because Radharani only has two hands. She's not Lakshmi Devi with four hands. But she has so many hearts and so many desires to please Krishna. So all of Radharani's hearts and all of Radharani's desires to please Krishna, they expand as gopis and manjaris. They're called Kaya Vyuha. Kaya means body, Vyuha means expansion. So they're direct expansions of Radharani's body. So if I have eight arms, I can serve you better than if I have two arms. With two arms, I can take my veil, as it says here. With two arms, I can take my veil and I can tenderly wipe your face. Veil means my orana. I think they call it orana, the cover, this cloth that covers the lady's head. That's called orana. You say dopata or something. Dupata?
Dupata.
Dupata.
Orana.
Yeah, orana. Yeah, this.
Orni is actually.
Orana is what they say in Braj. They call it orana. In Rajasthani, the ladies say orana. So this Radharani is doing this particular personal service of Krishna, which is very intimate. She's touching his body. She has that adhikar. She has that right. She's touching his body and very tenderly and lovingly removing the powders that they themselves threw on his face. They're removing. And then her other expansion, Rupa Mandri, she's a Rupam of Radharani. She's the very Rupa of Radharani's love, the form of Radharani. Shri Rup means the form of Shri, the form of Radharani's love embodied in this Mandri, Rupa Goswami, Rupa Mandri. She's fanning Krishna with a chamara. Then Raghunath Das Goswami, who is Rati Mandri, he's offering tambul. Then Guna Mandri is offering water to drink. Because when you're perspiring, that means you're thirsty. Water's coming out, that's perspiration. You say, pasima?
Pasina.
Pasina. Pasina. So then, so in this way, Radharani is manifesting 2, 4, 6, 8 arms. Eight arm form of Radharani. Two arms herself, two arms Rupa Mandri, two arms Guna Mandri, two arms Rati Mandri. So with eight arms, she's rendering service to Krishna. Such a beautiful sight, such a satisfying sight, and this is what Mohandas is seeing. This is a beautiful bhajan in Bengali. It's supposed to be sung in Basant Rag, which we are not aware of what that is, but must be, means spring. A rag that specially invokes the feelings and mood of spring. It's called Basant Rag. And this is by Govinda Das, the famous poet Govinda Das. And he sings, Kelata Fagu Brindaban Brindavan Chand Ritu Pati Manmata Manurata Chand. Krishna is like the moon shining in Brindavan forest, Brindavan Chand, enjoying pastimes of throwing red powder. Fagu means this natural red powder they get from the trees, from some seeds. He is filled with Kamadev's desires. That's a very rough translation. Because Ritupati. Ritu means seasons, and Pati means the Lord. So the Lord of the season of spring is Manmata. The word Mat means to churn. That's how we get the word Mathura. Mathura is a place where everyone's churning butter, and rather churning yogurt into butter. Thousands and thousands of gopis in Mat. Even there's a village called Mat. So Mathura. The word Mathura is derived from the ancient Sanskrit word Mat, which means to churn. So, man means mind, that which churns the mind. So there's nothing more powerful to churn the mind than lust. So Manmata is a name for Kamadev, Kandarpa, Panchasharay, lust, Cupid, etc. These are the different names. Panchasharay means the five-arrowed one, Panchabana. Panchabana means he wields five arrows, Rupam, Sparsha, Ganda. What are the other ones? Sparsha, Ganda, Rasam. Taste is Rasam, and then Ganda is smell, Rupam is sight, and Sparsha is touch, and Shabda is sound. So he churns the mind with attraction. We become attracted to the objects. Man becomes attracted to woman, and woman becomes attracted to man. So Ritupati Manmata. So the Lord of the spring season is Cupid. This is another word. In English we would say, the Lord of the spring season, the Ritupati is Cupid. Cupid is the Lord of the spring season, but that doesn't sound very poetic. But in Bengali, Ritupati Manmata. Ritupati Manmata. Maybe same in Hindi. Is it same? Ritupati?
Yeah.
Ritu means season, yeah. And Pati means Lord, Master, Father, Husband, whatever. Pati, Ritu Pati Manmata. Then Manarat Chand. Then this mind is like a Rath Yatra. It's like a chariot, and it is moving through the sky of our mind, through the sky of our desires. Our desires are like an unlimited sky. We have unlimited desires, and our mind is moving across that sky as the moon rises in the east. The moon rises in the east and it sets in the west. So similarly, this is, says Manorata Chand, that Vrindavan Chand, that moon rising over Vrindavan Chand, he can actually capture the mind, Manorat. The Manorat Chand, that he can capture the chariot of the mind. It's called the chariot of the mind, Manorat. And most people are traveling on the chariot of the mind. And the chariot of the mind is carrying them from one body to another, samsara chakra, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. This beautiful bhajan about holy, this Ritu Pati Man Mata Manorata Chand. If we can somehow be attracted to Vrindavan Chand, his Nam Rup Gun Leela, especially his holy Leela, we say Vrindavan Chandra, or Vrindavan Chand, the moon over Vrindavan. So when the moon rises in the night, it illuminates the entire night with brilliant light. And Vrindavan, he is the center of Vrindavan. Krishna is the center. He is the attractive feature of the day and the night. Krishna attracts everyone in the day by his pastimes and beauty and name. And he attracts everyone at night by his pastimes, beauty and name. So this is Vrindavan Chand. So this Vrindavan Chand, by remembering this pastime of holy, we hope that he rises in the mind. And he churns our mind. Our mind becomes churned, manmata. And he becomes a transcendental, called Dibya Kamdev, the transcendental Kamadev. Even there's a Gayatri mantra. There's a Gayatri mantra in Narada Pancharatra, by which one meditates on the transcendental Kamadev, Klim Kamadevaya Vidmehe. Let us try to Vidmehe, understand that transcendental Kamadev. Let us surrender our mind and heart to that transcendental Kamadev, Vrindavan Chandra. And if we can do that, then we'll be free from all the attractions, allurements, and you can say the Maya of this material world. So now we have, this is called the introduction, this is called the Udipan, the setting for the Leela. Who is the Vishai, Prem Vishai? Who is the object of Prem? The object of everyone's Prem in Vrindavan is Vrindavan Chandra. So first, the star is being introduced, the star of the drama. Who is the star? Vrindavan Chandra. He is, what do you say in India? You say hero. Is he, you say hero? They say movie star. In Hollywood, the original Hollywood, not the Bollywood. In Hollywood, they say movie star. And here you say cinema, not movie, because that's the British way. And you don't say movie, you say cinema. And you don't say star, you say hero. Right? You say star? No. You say hero. He's a hero. Star and co-star. Hero and heroine, or co-hero, whatever. At any rate. So they're introducing Krishna, and then they're going to introduce the Prem Ashraya, the object of Prem and the shelter of Prem, Ashraya. So that comes next. Sundarigan, Kara Mandali Maj. So there's a Mandali, there's a group of beautiful Sundaris. Sundari means beautiful, and Gan means a group. There's a bunch of them, there's a lots of them. Not just one beautiful girl, but hordes of them, groups of them, beautiful Sundaris. Sundarigan, Mandali Maj, Rangini Prema Tarangini Saj. So they start playing Rangini. When they start playing, when this hero and these heroines, when these gopikas and Krishna start playing and this wonderful sport in springtime under the influence of the transcendental Cupid, and when that Cupid rises in the hearts of the gopis and they start playing holy with him, then what happens? Waves and waves and waves of Prem start crashing in the ocean of their hearts. They start rising in the ocean of their hearts and start crashing and creating wonderful pleasure feelings throughout their body in various sattvic bhavs. Prema tarangani. Tarangani means waves. Wave after wave. Tarangani. It's the same as Hindi, taranga. Prema tarangani. So the colors flying through the air, the waters being shot through the air and splashing across the breasts of the gopis and on their faces. They're getting chandan smeared on their faces and gulal and fagu and all these things. But what's happening in their hearts is their hearts are splashing. Their hearts are splashing with waves of prem. Prema tarangani, prema tarangani, prema tarangani. So this is Sundarigan Karamandali Maj. Rangini Prem. So Mandali, in that middle of that mandala, in the middle of that circle, in the middle of that beautiful rasa circle of gopis, Krishna's appearing there. So what does it say? In the midst of a circle of beautiful gopis. Mandali Maj. Maj means the madhya. It means the middle. In the middle of a circle of beautiful gopis, a blissful, reddish, wave-filled river of spiritual bliss flows. So this is a reddish wave-filled river of spiritual love flows. So this is this Rangini. I guess rung means red in this case. Agu fagu dehi nagari nayan. Avasari nagara chumboye vayan. So with their eyes, all these heroines, these nagaris, these lovers of the village, they're looking towards Krishna. It says, she who is the great heroine of amorous pastimes showers red powder on Krishna. He who is the king of amorous pastimes kisses her face. So this is going on. It says agu fagu, and the showers. So the agu fagu is that red powder. So she throws this red powder on him, and then Krishna chumbai means he kisses Radharani, kisses her face. Then her moon-faced gopi friends are filled with wonder. Gathering together, they all attack Krishna. So, as Chakita Chandra Mukhi, Sahachari Gahane, Dai Dhayaula Giridharika Ekasane. That's her moon-faced gopi friends are filled with wonder. So, this is Chandra Mukhi Sahachari. Sahachari means all the gopis. Chakita. That Chakita means chamatkar. You say chamatkar? Yes. That means wonder. So in Bengali they said Chakita. Chakita Chandra. Chandramukhi. Dai dhaola giridharika ekasan. So they attack Krishna. Trembling they run to Krishna, snatch away his flute and run away. Tarala nayani turite. Oh, I said that. Then kare. Kare means hand. Sane kori. Kadi Murali, they Kadi, that means like Chodi. They steal his Murali, they run away. Because this is a technique that thieves and robbers, chores sometimes too. They have some powder. They have some powder and they throw it in your face and you become blind. Then they rob you. Or sometimes they have chloroform. If you're on the train, you're going in the first class compartment, they have this cotton which is dipped in chloroform as a type of chemical, and then they put it over your face. And you're already sleeping, or if you're not, you go very deep sleeping, and then they just rob everything, cut your chains and your suitcases and take it. So the gopis, they throw this powder, they're throwing Krishna all full of red powder, and he's all bewildered, oh, what's going on? Then they sneak up, zip, then they rip off his murali, they steal his murali and run away very fast, because he's totally bewildered. And they're trembling because they're a little bit afraid, and they're excited. Bali, Bali, the cartels declare. Gan means a song. Gana Karatali. Bhali Bhali Bola. Ho ho hari tumala utarala. The cartels declare Bhali Bhali. And there's a great tumult. Ho ho holy hey. Arun Tarun. Arun Tarun Taru Arunahi Dharani. So Dharani means the ground. Dharan is a name for Mother Earth. Dharani. The ground is now red with powder. Arun. Arun means this color, red color. And then there's the young trees are red. Taru means trees. Like we say, Kalpataru, wish fulfilling tree. So Taru means trees. And then it says, every being moving on the ground or in the water is now only one color. Stalajala. Stalajala chara bela sabe ekabharani. Ekabharani means one color. Or you say one ekrang. Ekabharani means one color. Sabe means everything. Then stalajara. Stala means like stan or unmoving, like trees, the trees don't move. And jalachara means those that are moving in the water. So that means the fish are red, the trees are red, the ground is red, the gopis are red, Krishna's red, the birds are red, the grass, everything's red. Only one color. Then it's confirmed in the next. Arunahi nire, nire means water. Arunahi nire, arunarabinda, arunaridaye, bela dasa gobinda. So the water is red, the lotuses are red, Aurobinda, you know that, the same as Hindi, Aurobinda. But in Bengali, V becomes B. Vishaka, hey Vishaka. You say Vishaka. You say Govind. His name is Govind. They say Gobind. Govind. Hey, Govind, Govind. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So it says, Arona Ridaya Bela Dasa Govinda, Govinda, hey, Govinda, Govinda. The water is red, the lotus is red, and even Govinda Das's heart is now covered with red. So he's the Padakarta. He's the poet, the Padakarta, who's written this pad, this beautiful song in Bengali. Famous Govinda Das Thakur. His other name is Govinda Das Kaviraj. Jiva Goswami gave him the name Kaviraj because he was the king of all poets. He lived during Lord Chaitanya's time, and he wrote hundreds of beautiful pads. So he's sometimes called Govinda Das Thakur or Govinda Das Kaviraj. So his heart has become colored. Again, this is what rag bhakti means. The word rag means color, and rag also means attachment in love for Krishna, a type of natural flow of affection that arises in the heart by the mercy of Guru when one surrenders, Atma Samarpan. There's Diksha, one attains Diksha and Atma Samarpan. When he actually surrenders to Guru, then Guru gives a treasure in his heart. It's received. Otherwise it stays there and hovering over the head of the disciple. He has Diksha, so the treasure is there. It's near him, but not with him. There's a difference between being near money and with money. Paisa Saha, or whatever they say, you know, Kesat, right? But you say, well, I'm near money. I'm about to make some money. Someone might say, oh, I'm about to make a crore rupees. Well, that's nice. But how much do you have in your pocket? Nothing. Zero. But if someone says, I have a crore in my pocket. So that treasure from Guru, it hovers. Hover means it like floats. It's like hover. It stays like this. It's called hovering. Hovering above the head of the disciple, waiting for him to surrender. As soon as he surrenders, it enters into his heart. And then, so that color, that rag, that attachment, that color of the Guru's heart, colors the disciple's heart. So this pastime, this is like for this Parishad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda Das Kaviraj, this is called Swarasiki Smaranam. He's meditating on this pastime and it's moving like a river. It's here and it's going from here to there to here to there. Here comes Krishna, here comes the gopis, and they say this and he says that and they throw these colors. So the pastime is just moving like a river. It's called Swarasiki Smaranam. And so he has entered into that river. And when you enter a river, you become wet. It's natural. You have your clothes on, but when you jump in the river, your clothes become wet, your body becomes wet, everything becomes wet. So he's entered into this pastime deeply through this gan, this bhajan, this poem. And then because he's entered into this bhajan, he's become identifying with them, then his heart has also become red. It's become red not only with the color, fagu or gulal, but it's become red and covered with their emotions, with their rasa, with the gopis' ras, this wonderful hasi ras, this laughter, and this madhurya ras, this sweet loving exchanges, Krishna kissing Radharani's cheeks, and sometimes embracing, and then they're stealing his flute. And it's great fun and great sweet love here in Madhurya Dham, Brajadham. The second bhajan, holy bhajan, Bengali bhajan, is written by Uddhav Das. He was also just the next generation after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a very famous Padakarta. He wrote many, many songs about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And of course, we're not acquainted with Bengali or music or singing. But nevertheless, we can understand it's a very, very beautiful song. And we can appreciate the poetry of it. Arunambaradara Shohikalevara Arunamal Arana Moti Manimal. There's so much alliteration. Ma 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 ka 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 da da da. It's just very, very beautiful. That much we can appreciate from a great distance. As Radha Pyari sports with Nanda Dulal, their gold and emerald colored bodies turn red. Marakata. Marakata means emerald. Actually, Krishna's body, emerald, of course, in English means green. But somehow, the Padakartas, they have the idea that Krishna's bluish body is shining and gleaming like an emerald. Although there's a blue stone, blue sapphire in Hindi is called Neelam. I believe it's called Neelam, blue sapphire. But somehow they always use this Marakata. But obviously, Krishna's not green. But what it really should be saying is that when the bluish effulgence, when Krishna's Sham or Neelam Jyoti, or the bluish effulgence of Shamasundar combines with the molten gold effulgence of Radharani, then as you know, when you combine blue with yellow, what do you get?
Green.
So the combined auras of Radharani, the combined aura, we say aura, in English we say aura, you say Jyoti. Jyoti means aura, A-U-R-A, aura. So the effulgence emanating from the transcendental forms of Radha and Krishna is full of love and prema, mahabhav, and rasaraj, mahabhav. So then when Krishna's effulgence combines, their combination of dulal, nanda dulal, and Radha Pyari's effulgence, it becomes this beautiful emerald color. Now, so they turn red because they're throwing, everything's arun. Arun means like udila aruna. Aruna means the pink color of the sky when the sun rises in the morning. It's called aruna. Udila aruna color. Was it? Udila aruna purava bhage. Dvijamani gora amani jage. So there's arunita everywhere. Arunita, arunambara. Arunambara means arunita, arunambara. So ambara means this cloth. So first their bodies are all red. Then Krishna's sweet murali. His silken turban and the crest of peacock feathers also turns red. So we had that experience today. First we got a little bit of red on our dhoti, and then a little bit of red on our kurta, and then our face was red, and our hair was red, then our feet were red, and everything was red. So we had that experience. So that's what it's telling here. It says, Aichana Murali Rasala Arunambara Dhara, the Ambara Dhara, that cloth which he's holding, Ambara Dhara, that became red. Shoi Kalevara, Kalevara means his body, Kalevara means body, and then his whole body, then Arana Moti Manimal, is everything became red. So all the clothes and jeweled necklaces, Moti Mala means pearl necklaces, of the gopis also turned red. Rai Kishori and Nandalal, a beautiful name, huh? Rai Kishori, really nice name, Rai Kishori, beautiful name. A really nice name, Rai Kishori. I like the name Kishori, but Rai Kishori is really good. Rai Kishori and Nandalal are throwing palmfuls of red powder and squirting streams of flower ras from their pitchkaris. Well, that would be nice. They take a bunch of flower petals and cook them down in water, and then they get all the oil that comes out of the flower, and then they cook it more and more, and they get this like rose water type thing. So this flower ras means rose water or Kadamba flower water. So what they were spraying out of their pitchkaris in Barsana wasn't exactly Kadamba flower ras. The ras or the liquid. Ras means liquid or water. The fragrant, flavorful, colorful water from one of those Kadamba flowers or jui or bela or gulab or just some green dye they use for work pants or something. For some sudra's work pants, green dye, that kind of dye they shot out of this. But this is a really nice description here. Shiki Chandraka Udani Rangala Gulal Duhun Kori Abira Duhun Ange Dharata Pichkara Range Pakal. The pichkara means pichkari, their syringe. Hence the gopis, the Yamuna and its bank, the Kunjavan, the trees, flowers, bees, all turned red. Right? You see the trees, all the trunks of the trees had red powder on them. You see the dogs, and dogs got red. And then, the pigs, and we don't see so many kunjavans. But people's houses, the street, when we first went out the door, the street was all red. And when I first saw Holi, I saw one place, all this red going down the side of a building, and all red. Oh, somebody got killed here. I thought somebody got killed on the outside of the building, all red blood on the street. It was just Holi powder. Actually, when you go, it's an amazing thing. When you go, like the day when I lived in Vrindavan, when you go, like, holy afternoon, it's usually on Holi Purnima, around 1 o'clock it officially ends. So if you go down the streets, it's like going in World War II after Germany bombed England or something, and you go there on a tour, a jeep tour through the city, you know, if there's any roads left to drive on. And you see all these crashed out buildings and, you know, big steel bent this way and that way. You see the remnants of the bombing, the aerial bombing. So when you go to Vrindavan immediately after Holi, leaving for a few days, you see where the wars took place. And you see like one building is just all kinds of color going down. You can know that those guys were up on the rooftop just hitting everybody on the bottom, right in front of their house. There's like 1-inch layer of, you know, still powder on the street, packed into the street. And it's quite amazing. It's really amazing. And you see the dogs hopping along, purple dogs, purple dogs and green pigs. And you think you're in some, kind of psychedelic kaleidoscope world, you know, green pigs and purple dogs and, you know, yellow cows. And, you know, you think, wow, this, yeah, I went to Vrindavan. There's yellow cows and green pigs and purple dogs. Really? What even? What kind of thing are you eating? You know? No, really, it's true. It's really amazing. The whole sometimes whole long stretches of the street are just covered with colors. You know, the whole asphalt, the black. It's all. It's just, you're riding on the bicycle on the rickshaw, and you look out on the side, and the whole thing is this carpet of purple because that's the most popular color. That purple or lilac or whatever, lavender. This is really. So the Yamuna's become red with this gulal and this powder and arun. The male and female parrots, the cuckoos and peacocks are also red. Uddhava Das sings a sweet song. So.